Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Biden wants to invest $50 billion in the semiconductor chip industry, part of a broader plan to address a global shortage that's squeezing supply chains, and also part of his plan to get Americans to expand their notion of what it means to build. During a virtual White House summit with tech CEOs yesterday, he made the case for the funding being part of the administration's infrastructure bill.
Chips like the one I have here, these chips, these wafers, or batteries, broadband, it's all infrastructure. This is infrastructure. So look, we need to build the infrastructure of today, not repair the one of yesterday.
Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Robin Young, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? We haven't talked in a while. Good to speak with you. The two Robins. Well, this proposed funding is aimed at preventing another chip shortage. We've talked about shortages, but what's being done now to address the one that we're having?
And there's a whole lot of hand-wringing and confusion, and President Biden is trying to exhort whatever domestic production we have, which you can't exactly turn on overnight. You remember toilet paper, pickles, chicken wings, but the idea that there would be a shortage of semiconductors denting the production of cars into a hot market a year into the pandemic, I mean, you're hearing more and more buyers paying above sticker price now. That idea was out of left field. The car makers, Robin, they did what you'd think would be the rational thing in the throes of the crisis, to slash their orders for these chips. Now they can't make enough to meet demand, and they're furloughing workers and idling plants.
Yeah, they're shutting down assembly lines. What by the way, is impact is that having on the car industry?
Yeah, even though the car makers globally, they represent at most, you know, a sliver of chip demand, maybe 5%. The U.S., you know, it only produces around 12% of these components. And you put it all together, and GM is saying, we see a $2 billion hit to profits this year, Ford as much as $2.5 billion. Globally, I saw an estimate that this is going to cost automakers across the planet north of $60 billion. So it's definitely material.
So President Biden wants to ramp up U.S. manufacturing to rely less on these international chip makers. There's just, you know, two firms, one in Taiwan and another in South Korea, that control more than 70% of the market. But how did the U.S. get so far behind?
Well, we know a major story of the past 30 years, and especially the 20 years since China came up to the World Trade Organization, really it's been the seeding of manufacture of all manner of electronics and semiconductors to Asia. China has made this sector a quasi-public national champion for almost 50 years. The U.S. consumer was happy to snap up, you know, very cheap Chromebooks and smartphones, $300 flat-screen TVs, but it was never imagined that chips for cars would be such a choke point. But I think the lesson is the more you skimp on inventory here as a manufacturer, and the more the nation is okay with relying on foreign manufacturers for essential parts, the more likely you are to face a bottleneck just like this one.
Yeah. And you mentioned China just very briefly. How is that playing into the broader tensions between the U.S. and China?
Well, I think it's fascinating that both Taiwan and China can use this as a wedge versus the United States. The latter doesn't want the U.S. and Taiwan any more cozy. China, which is a first-line manufacturer, this could be used as a carrot or a stick in its face-off with the U.S. And Biden, you know, he's exhorting more manufacturing self-determination here. And so Intel is stepping up, but it's doubtful that any of that is going to come online in the near term.
Well, Robin Farzad, we got through all of that without saying the chips are down. Robin is host
Welcome
of Public
back.
Radio's...
Welcome back, Robin.
Good to speak with you. Host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Check that out. Robin, thank you.
Thank you.